Before I read the gospel reading this morning, I remind you that following the sermon, we will partake in Holy Communion. If you'd like to pause this service and find something that you can use as elements, I suggest you do so right now. I remind you that these don't need to be specifically any certain elements, anything that you have on hand would work. Our scripture reading this morning is Matthew 18, verses 15 through 20. If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. There's a story of a couple who went 35 years without speaking to each other. And when someone asked them, "What caused you to stop talking to one another?" the wife said, "I don't know, we never really talked about it." Now it sounds funny to hear, but sometimes we have a problem that we just want to sweep it under the rug and we don't want to deal with it. I admit to being one of the worst. I don't like conflict. It's difficult. I've admitted to you before that I want people to like me, and sometimes when you're honest with people, they don't necessarily like it. Healthy conflict sounds like an oxymoron, but in all actuality, it's what our gospel scripture is talking about today. How we have conflict with someone in the church, how do we deal with it? Now, we all know there have been several times in the life of our church, there have been several times in my lifetime at other churches when I've seen extreme conflict in the church. Actually, I've seen several times when people have left the church because of conflict. Sometimes it's been because of a theological differences. Sometimes it's because of some polity within the church. Other times it's been over something really unimportant, like the color of the carpet or the color we paint the walls. Not at Highland Park, of course. And although our gospel scripture says that when two or three are gathered in Christ's name, Christ is there, I would also say that when two or three or more are gathered, they probably don't agree on everything. It's just human nature, isn't it? We like things to be the way we want them, and not everyone agrees with us. One of the things I glean from this scripture is that the church is to be a place of close community. Sometimes it's easier to love someone that you don't know very well. But when you're close to people, it's harder to always act in love. This is one of the things I love most about Highland Park, is that we know each other so well and we love each other. Yes, there are times that we don't agree with one another, and luckily it's not that often. But when we do speak our truths, we speak them honestly and openly, and then we love one another. That's what the Roman scripture is about that Mason read this morning. Love. We're to love one another. It's the first thing we learn as children in Sunday school. God is love. And then that we're to love others. It's so wonderful to watch children love. They do so freely. But children also have conflict. They let one another know when things bother them. We've all seen children have a spat over a toy, and at the moment it seems like the world might be coming to an end, and there are tears and sometimes screamings, and sometimes it takes an adult to intervene. But before long, they're playing together again and loving one another. All is right with the world. We've been talking a lot in our Wednesday night group about racism and the problem that we have as adults because of what has gone on in our world in the past 400 years, the history that has made us who we are today. But it's so wonderful to watch small children play together because they don't have that history. They haven't yet been taught the worldly things, and they don't see the differences. A few months ago, Roy and I were sitting and watching the Disney sing-along with our granddaughters. And our three-year-old granddaughter loves Disney songs. And so we were singing, and on comes Beyonce singing a Disney song. We were all singing along, and then Maggie, our curly, blonde-headed, fair-skinned granddaughter, said, "Look, she and I look just alike." And I admit we all kind of laughed. And then her mom asked her, "Do you mean because of your curly hair?" And she said, "Yes, our curly hair and our beautiful skin." Oh, if we could be like children. If we could look beyond the surface. If we could love one another so completely for who we are. Not for what we need from one another. Not because we're people who agree on everything. If we could speak our truths when they come up and get them out and go back to loving one another. Sometimes just agreeing to disagree. I'm not a person who really loves military terms or terms from war, but I love the idea of putting on the armor of light. I think about the light that shines from God. I think about that light that we see every day from the sky. I think about that light being true love. And when it surrounds us and when it radiates out from us like rays of sunshine, that love permeates the world around us. That we shower each other with continual love. It may be that in the wake of all that we've been through in the last 6 months, you may find yourself in a place of anger or a place of conflict. Sometimes it's hard to be around someone 24/7. Or perhaps you find yourself at home alone and in conflict with yourself because you just want to be around some other people. We're all looking forward to time when we can be with others that we love, even if it is in a place of conflict. I, for one, look forward to the day when we can sit together in our sanctuary or even outside where we can read together and sing together, which may be further down the road, but where we can take communion together, where I can see your faces during the sermon and even catch a few of you falling asleep during the sermon. I miss our time together. I find myself dreaming of that day. But until that time, I do lift you up in prayer. I do think about all that you must be dealing with, and I remember those of you who are alone during this difficult time. I know we've all been going through difficult things. All different, all unique. May you feel the warmth of God's love. May you feel the love of this congregation with you until we can be together again. We come to the table that Christ set for us, a table of love that so radiates from God to us and from us to each other. On that night, Christ sat with his disciples, his friends, the people he loved, his community. And he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." And afterwards, he took the cup and he blessed it. And he said, "This is a new covenant of love and mercy, forgiveness, grace. When you drink of it, remember." So I invite you to take the bread and take the cup and remember the love broken and spilled out for us. Amen.